Welcome back, people of the internet, to another podcast for Queer Christian Family Values. My name is Alex Birchnell, your host, and today we're going to talk about the Beatitudes or Beatitudes. There's several different ways I've heard it said. Today is the fourth episode of this podcast series, and we have yet to do a Bible study, and so I thought, you know, why not? Let's throw it in there. Now, I may ramble at some points, so stick with me. We're going to read through the Beatitudes, and we'll get right into it. So I'm going to just read the Beatitudes and then kind of jump into the study section of it. Now, if you want to read along with me, I am using Rose Book of Bible Charts, Maps, and Timelines. I use this pretty frequently when I am doing some Bible studies of my own. You can also use Bible Gateway to study some stuff, which I actually just started using, and I really love it. I'm surprised I haven't started using it before. So, the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So what do the Beatitudes or Beatitudes even mean? So Jesus actually told his disciples what kind of people would be blessed by God. And the Beatitudes mean to bless or to make happy, so it makes sense on Jesus explaining, okay, these are the people that are going to be blessed by God. So he's talking the first one, blessed are the poor in spirit. Poor in spirit, it actually is a Greek word, or we translated to English from Greek, meaning to crouch. It can also be afflicted, helpless, powerless to solve a problem, lacking wealth, education, or like even begging. So God promises to help those that are helpless. The next one, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. So those who mourn. Another word could be to wail, like a deeper sadness, despair, like despondent. So God will comfort those that are just in deep, deep, dark despair. The lowest form of sadness that you can really feel. The next one, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. So blessed are the meek. It means humility, gentleness of spirit, mild disposition. A meek person is somebody who trusts God and accepts whatever circumstances is best for them because God put it in their way, even if their situation is painful, frustrating, you know, annoying. The two of the most powerful people in the Bible, Jesus and Moses, were considered meek. You can look those up in Numbers chapter 12, verse 3, and Matthew 11, verse 29, and then 21, verse 5. It talks about them being meek, and they just surrender. They submit to God and whatever path he's going to lead them upon. Then we're going to go into the next one, which is blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be fulfilled. Hunger and thirst for righteousness. These are people that just crave righteousness, that crave good living through God, through his standard, through his guidance. So God's going to want people that are constantly after and thirsting for God and whatever he decides for their life through prayer and just, you know, living for God, for their faith. The next one is blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. So merciful. So these are people that are kind to others or loving to others, even if they don't get respect. They forgive, and they use agape, which agape is God love, God's love, unconditional love for us. Even though sometimes, you know, we treat God and his commandments without respect, if you go to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7, it says, "Let the wicked turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon." So God will always forgive us, no matter how bad we've been to him, no matter how bad we've been to others. He will always forgive us if we truly humble ourselves and submit and show mercy to both him and, you know, ourselves, for everybody else. So merciful people that are merciful, essentially, is what I'm trying to say. Like I said, I ramble. The next one is, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." So this person is trying to approach life with innocence and blameless. So they go after things with the purest of intentions. They're not being selfish when they do actions or praise God or help others. It's not a pride thing. It's not, they're not trying to get anything out of it. The next one is persecuted for righteousness. The next one is peacemakers. "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." So these are people who obviously want peace. They are not starting fights or arguments. They don't look for reasons to complain about bad things and just life in general. In James chapter 3:18, it says, "Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness." So just, you know, be mediators, be these kinds of people that try to de-escalate situations, that don't go into it aggressively trying to start a fight. They just want peace. So they're another, you know, trait that God is looking for. Now, the final one is, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." So these people have been teased, harassed, harmed, or bothered by others, and they choose to do the right thing. Jesus actually said in John chapter 15, verse 20, he says, "A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also." And then Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, verse 23, he said, "Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven." So if you read them together, they go hand in hand. So a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. So through your suffering and persecution, you will be rewarded in heaven. Now your persecution, because you're following Christ and your faith and what God wants from you, you're going to be persecuted. You're going to suffer. You're going to go through trials. Jesus had to do the same thing, much worse than we'll ever experience. And you will earn your reward in heaven through God. So I know that was quite a lot to pack in, and I really would love to hear what you say. You can find the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 through 10, and I was using the NIV version when I was reading them. I probably should have said that ahead of time. I also use NLT, which is the New Living Translation. I really enjoy that, but yeah, I hope you enjoyed today's Bible study. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can find us at queerchristianfamilyvalues.com or on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We also have a Discord and a Facebook group that we're really trying to amp up. You can find those listed on our website as well. And we have a Patreon where we do all kinds of stuff, and these podcasts are actually released ahead of time, about a week ahead of time, so you can listen to them early without ads. If you go to patreon.com/QCFV and sign up for $1 a month, you will have access to all of our podcasts early. You'll also have access to digital wallpapers or prints, discount codes, and much more. So that is patreon.com/QCFV. And with that being said, I think I am done plugging stuff, but I would like to hear your response, and then maybe tell us what else you'd like to hear in the podcast. I shall see you in the next one. Bye.